Busy show today. Denton's going to come on with us today at 11:35 to talk college football. It'll be great to have Denton back on the show. Charch will make his first appearance, the first of 17 or 18 appearances to talk fantasy football at 11, and then Ben will jump on with me at noon. I guess a quick warning to those of you triggered by contract detail talk. This is your warning to turn down the volume, because I certainly don't want to offend anybody. For the many of you, though, that love contract talk so much so that you asked me, advised me, publicly admonished me on social media, begging me to apologize for being so wrong about the Terry deal when the agent put out some of the numbers on Monday, I'm not going to pile on. I'm not. We all make a lot of mistakes. I make plenty of them. But now that the real information on Terry's deal is out there, the deal's a very good one for the team. They may have budged a bit, but it wasn't a lot. $44 million guaranteed. I got to be honest with you. I was even shocked to see it that low. I thought it would come in somewhere around 50. You know, I said yesterday, anywhere between 55 and 60 guaranteed is kind of a draw. Anything north of $60 million guaranteed is kind of a big win for Terry and his agent. And anything less than $55 million guaranteed is a big win for the team. But essentially, it's $44 million guaranteed over 2 years, since there isn't guaranteed money in year three. There are a ton of incentives in the deal. The agent, they let the agent have his day on Monday. But by the way, you know, Terry's going to put a minimum of $44 million into his bank account, something the team did not have to offer because he was under contract and entering his age 30 season. He should have taken it. I don't think that they were thrilled. I think you'll hear that everybody's thrilled when we hear from the general manager and Terry, and the negotiations were never nearly as contentious. I believe that the team basically gave him an ultimatum very recently. This is it. Take it or leave it, or we're going to go play the season, and you can play it on the final year of your deal. And he took it, which is smart. I think it's good at his age to put $44 million minimum into his pocket. And if he's right about he's a young 30, he'll benefit from that, and so will the team. The team will benefit because a lot of this 3 years, $87 million, not 3 years, $96 million, a lot of that is based on Terry performing beyond this year and beyond next year. And if he is, that's good for the team, and they'll gladly pay, you know, another, you know, $29 million for 27 and 28. You know, they'll gladly pay that. But this was good, smart contract negotiation by the team. I think they felt all along that this would be a good offer for Terry to accept. Clearly, Terry and his agent didn't believe that to be the case. They thought they were worth a lot more than what they got. But I think they were very smart to take it and not move forward playing on the final year of his deal. I don't know that even $44 million guaranteed would have ever been there available for him after this season. It's good for the team, very good for the team. It's also a good sign in terms of the way they're going to negotiate. They're not going to just overpay for culture, all right, and for past performance. They're going to, you know, do what they think is analytically intelligent and smart. Pay for the years that they feel he will continue to perform at a very high level. They like the player a lot, not just on the field, but off it, which is why they made the offer in the first place. They probably came up a little bit, not a lot. The $44 million guaranteed tells you they probably did not come up that much overall. They were able to certainly get the AAV up from 25, their initial offer, but a lot of that over the additional 3 years is really incentive driven. But it's okay. He I think, did well, even though he probably doesn't think that he did as well, or the agent doesn't think they did as well. They'll position it certainly as a big-time positive for an age 30 receiver, because not all age 30 receivers get this opportunity. I think it's good for both. I do. And that's all. You know, to me, it's like, yeah, at first glance the other day, of course, at first blush, you guys jumped all over people like me. That's fine. But the fact that the guaranteed money wasn't a part of the information that was disseminated was a major red flag in the moment for people who have paid attention to this stuff, to savvy people who have followed this stuff, including my guest Michael Jannetty from Spot Track and many others that said, you know, the silence on the guaranteed money is deafening. And we found out why with the details of the contract being released today. It's a really good deal for the team. I honestly believe for Terry, even though they wanted a lot more than this, I think it's good for him. I mean, you know, it's not about, you know, people say, and I've seen a lot of you, especially the old school, are you kidding me? He's going to put $50 million maybe into his pocket, $55 million into his pocket, and he won't take it? Like, what are we talking about here? It's not that. You know, this is very competitive. Agents are competitive. They're trying to get that next big client. Terry has a feel and a sense for where he belongs in this conversation. You know, $5, $6, $7 million doesn't seem like as much to them as it is to us, you know. But anyway, overall, I would say be pleased as a fan of the team that the team did not cave as people thought they had done, because I think it would have been a bad precedent. And if those numbers had come out today as $60, $65 million guaranteed, I would have been critical of the team. I would have. I think this is a fair deal that Terry smartly accepted, I believe. From my standpoint, I can't put myself into their shoes. I know that they wanted a lot more. There's no doubt. They thought he was worth a lot more than $44 million guaranteed. And $29 million AAV, you know, with heavy incentives in the deal, which, by the way, are very achievable incentives. Terry's going to play well this year. He's going to play well next year. The team's analytics say that after 2026, entering age 32 season, they had some questions and they weren't going to put themselves on the hook, you know, for that. That's it on that. If you want to weigh in, have at it, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I'm not going to sit here and read all the emails that I read yesterday asking you guys just to exert just a little bit of patience. I mean, it's the same thing we've talked about in the past, whether it's, you know, Sam Howell off of one game against the Cowboys at the end of a season. It's like, really? You're sure you saw a top level starting quarterback from a meaningless game? Or the OC that literally nobody else in the league wanted to hire as an OC. And somehow he was the absolute coup of the century and he was going to be our next coach. Got to give it some time on these things. By the way, speaking of giving it some time, Emmanuel Forbes made the Rams and apparently will start at cornerback for the Rams. Good for him. Good for him. You know, it's so hard to really judge the draft after two seasons. You got to give it three full. And at that position in particular, and how many times have you guys talked about this? We've talked about it together. Scheme and fit is so important. There are guys that absolutely look like trash as secondary players in one scheme, but look great in another. And it's not just zone versus man and the breakdown. It's the way it's taught. It's the way it's played. Who knows? The guy was a playmaker in college for sure when he got his hands on the football. He looked slight and overwhelmed. What was I going to say? Oh, how about this trade? Did you see this Adam Thielen trade Max?
Sure did.
Adam Thielen going back to Minnesota, and the Panthers are getting, it looks like, a fourth-round selection for Adam Thielen?
In 2027, but yes. And they're also getting a 2026 fifth-round pick, according to Adam Schefter.
Isn't that a lot for Adam Thielen at this point? Adam Thielen's also an older receiver. He's got to be 32 at least, right?
It is, but these picks that they've received are also going to be pick swaps. So they're sending a 2026 seventh-round pick, so they're jumping up from the seventh to the fifth.
See it now.
And then the fifth-round pick, they're jumping up in 2027 from the fifth
Adam
to the
Thielen's
fourth.
35 years old.
Yep.
Great route runner. That is for sure.
Apparently, he was working out with J.J. McCarthy in the offseason as well.
I'm sorry?
Apparently, he was working out with J.J. McCarthy in the offseason as well, so there's already a little bit of some chemistry there.
Yeah. Adam Thielen, Justin Jefferson was a pretty good combo. Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs was a pretty good combo. The reason the Vikings moved on from him is they drafted Jordan Addison. And Addison now is going to miss the first three games of the season because of conduct detrimental. DUI, I think, was the issue with him, correct? I'm pretty sure that's what
I believe that
it
is correct, yes.
Yeah. And Justin Jefferson's health isn't great right now, although they expect him to be available for the opener. That's the first Monday night game of the year. Minnesota against Chicago. Just one Monday night game, week one. Chicago hosting the Vikings. You get to see J.J. McCarthy in his NFL debut because he missed the entire season, and you get to see that against Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. That's actually a pretty good, now that I think about it, I think the first time I saw it, I'm like, that's okay as a Monday night opener. Not great, but a lot of intrigue with both teams on what they will be. Minnesota won 14 games last year. There's no chance they can win 14 this year. Although defensively, they were awesome last year until the end of the year, until the very end of the year. By the way, the Terry McLaurin contract negotiation getting finalized bumped the point spread from as low as 6 up to as high as 7 now. I think that is actually a result of Terry being not in the fold. He was always in the fold. People have described it as being in the fold, but being in the fold with hopefully some level of comfort. Probably not the comfort he wanted. But again, I view this as certainly the negotiation won by the team. That's obvious. But overall, getting $44 million for Terry at this age, I think it's a win for him too. And the way the AAV will be positioned at 29 is a good number for him. That puts him a little bit below, you know, Brandon Ayuk, a little bit above T. Higgins, you know, the highest paid wide receiver too. Not bad, you know, not what they wanted, nowhere near what they wanted, but not bad. All right. Lots to get to on the show today. We hopefully will have another guest as well because I want to talk Maryland football at some point. I know many of you are excited about the Terps young quarterback, as I am. Take a break, come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.